Bob Helms, Riverside Roustabouts, from an extremely rare 10-inch LP issued in 1954, and that was Backside of Town. One thing I do want to say is that I think that a great deal of credit for the survival of classic early jazz as a live performing art goes to the West Coast trad jazz musicians like Bob Helm, Turk Murphy, and Lou Waters. One can debate who started the jazz revival that got underway back in the 30s and early 40s, whether it was Eddie Condon and his gang in New York City, or the jazz revivalists centered around Bill Russell and his American Music label in New Orleans, or the West Coast traditional bands. But I think two things are certain. First is that Turk, Bob Scobie, and the Yerba Buena band of Lou Waters had an international impact. By their example, they launched similar bands in Europe, Australia, and all over the world. And second, and this is my personal opinion, I think there's a good chance that performance of classic jazz as a performing art might have died out completely during the 50s and 60s had it not been for this small cadre of West Coast musicians who stuck to their guns and, despite criticism, ridicule, and indifference, kept performing, recording, unearthing, and preserving the original jazz styles of King Oliver, Jelly Roll Morton, Bix Beiderbecke, Johnny Dodds, and the other early masters of jazz. By the 1960s, a new generation of musicians, fans, and scholars were dedicated to early jazz, and there were a handful of jazz societies, nightclubs, and festival events where this music could be heard, appreciated, and passed on. I think this early jazz is alive and widely appreciated today, thanks in no small part to the pioneering efforts of these West Coast jazz musicians. Here's more of my chat with Bob about his years with Turk Murphy.
You mentioned that there was a lot of personnel upheaval at that time in the particular band.
I don't recall a particular personnel on this record. Maybe you have it.
You mentioned something about Jack Crook.
Yeah, Jack Crook was playing in Turk's band, and for a while he used two clarinets, and then Jack would switch to bass saxophone. And at that time, I think the Conover brothers were playing, Al and Larry playing trumpet, and Al was playing bass. Bob Short was in there too, but he was playing bass and also trumpet.
Now, as you were spending this time with Turk, at some point his music began to catch on in the early 50s.
Well, I think it was due probably through the efforts of Rudy Blesch and perhaps Ed Sullivan had a little bit to do with it too. We appeared on his program several times.
Ed Sullivan, you say?
Yes.
And you and Turk worked, I guess, very comfortably together because you spent, over 20 years with him?
Oh, we traveled together in the Merle Haggard band and various small bands and roomed together in Oakland for a while. So we managed to eke out a living and have a little time to play once in a while. And formed a couple of bands. We didn't get any dates, and at that time there weren't too many available dates for that kind of band playing that kind of music. As I told you before, it was still not very popular.
You and Turk worked together closely in that band for many, many years, with some of the most creative work coming near the beginning.
The best explanation for that would be probably they were familiar with Bart playing and each other's playing, so we could sort of psych each other that way, as many musicians do when they play together for a long period of time. They're able to anticipate what the other person's line might be, added to a cohesive performance by musicians as they play together. But to give them enough time together, they'll either hate each other or else they love each other. Both, probably, alternately. Thank you.
We have some recordings done at Easy Street in 1958, which was not Turk's first club, but still a relatively early one. It predates Magoon's club.
I think memory serves me right. There was an opening down at the foot of Broadway in the old Evans Hotel. And that was probably the first Magoon's, which was torn down.
How many earthquake Magoon's clubs were torn down? Half a dozen?
Well, there was that one and then the Embarcadero one and the Clay Street one. That would make three. The Italian Village was burned out, so that would make four.
By this time, Turk had several successful Columbia albums, which were selling nationally, and broadcasts and television appearances and the like.
I wasn't in the band that opened Easy Street. I joined it in those last days before it closed. But it was quite a going club in the beginning. It had nationwide publicity and an air shot every night. The band was quite popular, and yet the records were getting quite a bit of airplay. And I guess Turk had done several nationwide hookups there. I believe, 1959, there was the Ed Sullivan Show, August 22nd. I think we only played one tune, though. It was Weary Blues.
We've got some sides from the Columbia album, which was recorded live at Easy Street in 1958. George Bobo, Easy Street, and San. Thank you.
Turk Murphy's jazz band recorded live at Easy Street, which was the venue for Turk Murphy's band in 1958 in San Francisco. That was San, and we also heard Georgia Bobo and Easy Street. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Turk Murphy's early band was really a powerhouse, but in a quite different way than the Yerba Buena jazz band that spawned it. And I particularly enjoyed the quintets, which I think were very light on their feet and yet had plenty of drive. By the way, when I was talking with Bob Helm about his more than 30 years on and off with Turk Murphy, Bob proudly informed me that he was fired 3 times by Turk, but quit 4 times, so figured he was one up on his longtime employer. Helm first worked with Turk in 1936, touring in the Merle Howard Band, and then continuously between 1952 and 1980, and frequently thereafter. Here's more of the terrific 1953 sessions now issued for the first time by the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. Bob's unique rendition of My Honey's Love in Arms. Before that, from Turk's very first session under his own name, this was for Good Time Jazz in 1947, Bob Scobie on trumpet, Burt Bales piano, and Harry Mordecai banjo, and of course Bob Helm on clarinet. Certainly one of the very best recordings of the entire San Francisco traditional jazz canon, and it's Turk's original, Brother Lowdown.
Thank you. smoke pine on the bar. They stretch and welcome down at Joe's barroom. For she's a friendly gal who will be a true blue pal. Down at Joe's in fancy clothes, won't be sore if you've got money. She may suggest you buy Joe's best imported dye. And when you do, her smile is so sunny. She wraps those angel wings around your neck and flings, I mean my honey's loving arm. Tender side of her, funny, I love her more each day. She brings me half her pay. I love my honey's loving arms.
A very nice My Honey's Loving Arms, Bob Helm on the vocal. And we started in 1947 with Turk's first recording, Brother Lowdown. And as I've mentioned, many of these previously unavailable recordings can now be purchased and previewed through the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation's website. That's sftradjazz.org. And of course, you can find links to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites at mine, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Bob Helm is a San Francisco legend, an original talent, and a guy who dedicated his life to preserving, performing, and spreading the good word, brothers and sisters, about the joys of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. Finally, a rousing spiritual about spreading the good word from Turk's 1953 band, it's Roll Jordan Roll. Thank you.